The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, good morning, or afternoon, or evening. Let's go ahead and start with the meditation today. So just allowing yourself to settle in for this period of practice, finding your spot. If you're comfortable doing so, allowing your eyes to close gently. And it's often good to begin a period of meditation with just a quick check-in with the body and inviting some ease. So sensing the body in the sitting posture, or if you're lying down or standing, whatever posture you're in, just sensing the orientation, the disposition of the body. Allowing the attention to come inward, just so that we have that connection with ourselves right now. Sensing the place where you're sitting, your seat against the cushion or the chair. Sensing how it supports you, the stability. And maybe taking a moment to feel balanced where you're sitting. So you know, I sometimes even rock back and forth a little bit, or forward and back, just to find that center point or close to it, where the body feels as balanced as it can. And typically that will be a feeling of uprightness. Almost as if the head is being drawn upward by a string, even at the top of the head. And just letting the body soften around that. Letting the shoulders release, maybe the shoulder blades slide down the back. Letting the arms rest, hang down comfortably from the shoulders. Letting the hips and the legs soften. And then inviting ease even inside the body. So inviting the eyes to soften in the eye sockets. Even letting the brain relax. If that image makes sense. Sometimes if I've been thinking, I imagine that my brain has gotten a little bit compressed. I just allow it to expand to fill the whole skull. And down through the chest and torso area, maybe also feeling some release and expansion Let yourself fill the body from the inside. And bringing some attention to the mind. How is it right now? Does the mind feel a little contracted? A little excited? Is there some mood or emotion that's prominent? It's all fine. We're just checking in to see what's there. So the invitation is to touch into whatever degree of contentment you can feel right now. Things are as they are. Can we have some mental ease around the current conditions of body and mind? At least for this moment, you're sitting quietly. Touching into the sense of it's enough for now, to whatever degree that's present. And it's often helpful to give the mind an anchor. Maybe the breath or the body sensations, or for some people, sounds are a relaxing anchor. Just something to orient around. Seeing if you can connect with that and just rest with it for a few moments. When we have even just some degree of stability and ease in the mind, to whatever degree it's present, that can serve as a reference point for feeling the ways that the mind and the body kind of pull away from that. Maybe there's a leaning toward wanting more peace or more ease, or maybe there's a compulsive thought that keeps coming back. We keep wanting to plan something for tomorrow, or we want to review a conversation that happened yesterday, figure out what would have been better to say. And sometimes we fall into those and get on that train, and that's normal. Or maybe we really are wanting something to eat or to be outside right now. So just taking some time as a simple mindfulness practice of just resting where we are in our seat and noticing the pulls of the mind toward various things, if there are any. And if we have been able to see some of the ways that the mind wants things or wants to move into things or move toward things or pull things into it, all of those are part of this movement of desire that we're exploring this week. And it's also helpful to see the relationship that we have to that. Sometimes in meditation, we react to wanting by not wanting it. Oh, if only my mind would stop doing that. So it can get a little complicated if we begin to put wanting and not wanting under the lens, and then we combine it with wanting or not wanting those things, those movements. But it's also helpful to see the way the world of wanting and not wanting is complicated. So the invitation is to let be. So not to get entangled, but not to try to resist if the mind is pulling this way and that. What if we could just let those movements be? Let them be as they are. If not wanting arises, we can let that be as it is too. They're really just different sides of the same coin. We always have that reference point of whatever ease or contentment we have at this moment. It's okay, just sitting here. Just let it be. The breath that comes in and goes out. It comes in without us wanting it. It goes out without us wanting to get rid of it. Many of the movements of the mind come about without us really wanting to bring them into existence. If we just let them be, they will eventually end also. Just resting with the direct experience that wanting and not wanting are only partially related to what's actually coming and going. As we're able to tune in more often to a place of rest in the mind and heart and body, even if it's just a little bit more than what we had before, there can be a very slight feeling of joy, of happiness, of being, simply being in the present moment. Even if what we're experiencing is somewhat unpleasant, suppose our back has gotten a little sore sitting here, or we're just not feeling well today, or any of the myriad things that occupy the mind and body, there's something about just being there for it, knowing it, letting it be, that has a very subtle kind of joy to it. The joy of being present for our life. That's very helpful to tune into when we're able to feel it, because it encourages the mind to stay present and to allow the various wantings and not wantings to come and go and to not have so much hold on the mind. Then we would have a choice about whether to act on them or not. We may begin to sense in our life that that centeredness that we can rest in, that presence where it's okay for there to be wanting and not wanting, and we have a choice about acting on it, that's a gift to the world. That little space that we can open up through our awareness. So that we can begin to more often make choices that will be good for us and for others. More often, the things that we can choose among the things we want, the ones that will be beneficial. We can choose among the things that we feel not wanting toward. We can move away from the ones that are actually harmful and help others to do that too. Far from being self-serving, contentment and ease and ability not to want and not want is a huge gift. So valuable for this world that is so busy rushing here and there. So we bring in a beautiful kind of desire into the mind, the wish for happiness for ourselves and others. The wish to be free of the grip of unhelpful wanting and not wanting. May it be so on this day as we go forward into our lives a little bit later. Or tomorrow, if we're going to bed soon. May we bring our contentment for the benefit of the world.